The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.
Good morning, I'm Anne-Marie Donlan. It's Monday the 10th of February and this is the OTB Brief to start your sporting day. The Irish women's rugby side sit top of the Six Nations table this morning. Adam Griggs's side recorded their second win in as many games yesterday with a 31-12 victory over Wales at Energia Park in Donnybrook. It's the first time since February of 2018 that Ireland have recorded back-to-back Six Nations wins. Hooker Cliona Maloney said it was an important victory, particularly after losing to the Welsh in Dublin last winter.
We've had an issue with finishing games before, particularly against Wales. Like, we let it slip last November, and we knew they'd be coming here and coming here hard. They've got a big pack, they're quite dogged, and if there's anyone that's going to come at you in a fight like that, it will be Wales. So it was very important for us to kind of right the wrongs of the last few times we've met them. It's been building up a good rivalry between those two teams now, but delighted to get the win.
And following yesterday's game, the IRFU issued an apology to the Welsh team. That was after their players had no hot water in their showers. The statement, which was released yesterday evening, said there was an issue with the water heater in the changing room and every effort was made to resolve the problem. They added that extra amenities were provided and thanked the team for their understanding. France, meanwhile, followed up their victory over England in the men's competition with a 35-22 win against Italy in Paris. The French have gone above Ireland now at the summit of the table. That's after picking up a bonus point. Speaking of the men's competition, Ireland's focus now turns towards preparations for their clash against England at Twickenham in 2 weeks' time. Following the opening weekend's win over Scotland and the victory over Wales on Saturday, the Triple Crown is in sight for Andy Farrell's side. Irish lock Ian Henderson says it's definitely a motivation, as well as their 42-point World Cup warm-up loss to Eddie Jones's side last year.
The Triple Crown is something that would be great to win. It'll go hopefully nicely along with the following two games after that, but a lot of the players will be thinking about is the last game that we had in Twickenham and how that definitely didn't go the way we wanted it to go. We'll definitely be looking back at that and looking to see how we can make improvements and what we can do, obviously.
And Saturday's game marked Johnny Sexton's third time to captain Ireland. The number 10 was a big topic of discussion on yesterday's Off the Ball Sunday paper review. Irish Daily Star journalist Kieran Cunningham felt he deserves the credit that he's receiving.
A lot of people thought it wasn't the best call, making him captain, given he's 34, given you're starting another World Cup cycle, and people thought, you know, he's probably not going to be around for the next World Cup. Mm. It's very unlikely. No, do you start again now or do you look more short term? But Brendan makes the argument about how important he is. Farrell needs Sexton every bit as much as Sexton needs the fulfilment of top class rugby. The captain will be central to moving the team forward. After yesterday's game, Sexton declared himself happy with Ireland's ability to put pressure back in Wales via their kicking game. But you wonder, was that related to the struggle to generate momentum when they have it? But just generally, like, he scored all the points against Scotland. You know, he was very good yesterday. The way he communicated and his leadership now, like, he's... Neil Francis touches on this. At one stage, Sexton said, "Roman, they're stealing the breakdown. Can we have permission to go for the poach over the steal?" The Frenchman almost gave his assent for that request. Wales had been stealing the breakdown all day and it was almost impossible to go for the poach. It was brilliant from Sexton, who's learning nicely the nuances of being captain.
Sheffield United manager Chris Wilder insists he won't be distracted by talk of his side securing European football. They're just 2 points adrift of the Premier League's Champions League qualification places. That's following a 2-1 win over Bournemouth yesterday. Wilder says he has other priorities, though, in their first campaign back in the top flight.
That was obviously a chant at the end of the game, staying up, which I heard, which just on to the next game. You know, this is a hungry group of players and we haven't got comfy shoes on yet. We want a bit more.
West Brom extended their lead at the top of the Skybet EFL Championship yesterday. They're 4 points clear now of second place Leeds United. That's after beating Millwall 2-0 at the Den. The Republic of Ireland's Dara O'Shea there scoring the second goal for the visitors. In golf, Seamus Power finished up in a tie for 38th at the AT&T Pro-Am in Pebble Beach overnight. A 2-over par final round of 74 saw him finish 2-under for the tournament, 17 shots off winner Nick Taylor of Canada. Rory McIlroy is top of the official world golf rankings this morning. That's for the first time since 2015. The four-time major winner Ulsterman leapfrogs Brooks Koepka following last week's action at Pebble Beach. And coming up on OTB Sports Radio today, former Ireland rugby player Alan Quinlan will assess the Irish Six Nations campaign so far, while Anthony Moyles discusses the Allianz National League action and just what you have to do to beat this Dublin side.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.